37.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This show in its entirety is going to be coming to you from the New York Metals and Minerals Investment Conference, Times Square, New York. We're at the Marriott Marquis. We're going to be here for a couple of days. The thing I like about these shows is that this gives us the opportunity to chat one-on-one, face-to-face with people who are regular guests on the program. One of the guys who is a regular guest on the program hasn't been on much recently because of the commitments that he has time-wise, traveling all over the world, running this particular conference. Is Jonathan Moore. Jonathan, how you doing, bud?
Great to see you, Al. Thanks so much for coming and for the kind words about the event. Always great to see you here in New York.
You got a lot of folks here, bud.
It's a good show. I mean, obviously, this is a challenged market. One of those times when shows like this really start to shine, right? It's easy to pick winners when everything's going up. It's a lot harder to pick them in this type of an environment.
Jonathan, I got to tell you, I think you've got a winner here, and the reason I'm saying that is you have obviously taken this thing to a scale where it's very, very busy, in spite of the fact that we're in a down market. You have a lot of very high quality companies here, and I got to tell you, man, you have got some great speakers. I mean, I got to believe the headliner here is my friend Congressman Ron Paul, who I'll be introducing later on today.
100%. Dr. Paul is a highlight for us. We've tried to get him in the past, and it just worked for his schedule for this year, so we're delighted to have him. And then we've got the same guys that we have almost every year, and Rick Rule and Paul Van Eden and yourself, obviously. But we've also added in some new faces from some non-traditional sides of things. We got some representatives from Bloomberg and some of the big investment banks here, and I think that starts to bring a new dynamic to the program as well.
Well, it brings a new dynamic to the program, in this guy's opinion, Jonathan, in the sense that you're really adding to the sophistication. I mean, it's great to come to these shows and listen to kind of, you know, the newsletter writers, the companies, etc. But when you bring in the kind of people you're talking about, the folks from organizations like Bloomberg, the political aspect, and I personally think politics is very, very important when it comes to investing, particularly in hard assets. You know, you bring in people like the congressman, etc. I mean, that adds a dynamic that I think sets this particular show totally apart from other shows in terms of level of quality, level of innovation, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think you're right, Alan. I think the other thing that it does for us is it starts to open up the event to a non-mainstream or a more mainstream investor. You know, we've got, obviously, people that have been participating in this event for decades and know it very, very well and are wildly passionate about the hard asset space. But we also are trying to appeal to the average investor that looks at this market and says, boy, you know, I've heard a lot of times that this should be a component of my portfolio. You know, it's not, and I'm just not sure how to get into it. And this becomes that opportunity for you. You hit the nail on the head with respect to how politics and how mainstream stuff affect the markets, most especially these commodity markets. So much of it trades on emotion and gut, and that aspect is something that helps make this event with the speakers that we have different than some of the other ones that are out there.
Absolutely. You know, I have, on a personal note, I basically changed the whole format of our radio show back in about 2002 to hard assets. You know, we did conventional business radio for, I don't know, man, 10, 12 years, whatever. Switched over to hard assets, you know, and my comment to our audience at the time was, you know, I'm probably going to lose half of you, but I got to tell you why I'm doing this. And I explained, I said, you know, I think the conventional economy was going to be in for some rough times, which, you know, timing is everything, and it was. We had the real estate bubble, we had the NASDAQ situation, etc. Hard assets are very, very important, but one thing that I realized very early in the game is the importance of hard assets. You're not going to get it, for lack of better terms, unless you look at the political implications that affect that particular market, even more so than the conventional market. I mean, let's take one very simple example. Oil is a hard asset. You can't talk about energy without talking about the Middle East, in my humble opinion.
No, I completely agree, and I think you hit on another aspect of this that's critically important, and that is that this is a global view that you have to have. You can't be just looking at things as it relates to the U.S. or Canada, especially in the hard asset markets. We do events all over the globe, as you alluded to earlier, so we've got a big 8,000-person event that we run in Cape Town, South Africa every February. We've got one that we run in Singapore. And all of these things are interconnected, and what happens with mineral resources on those continents clearly drives a lot of the things that you see here in the States.
Everybody is interested in hard assets, okay? As we're recording this, and you have to be aware, this particular show is pre-recorded. We're recording on Monday, the 13th of May. We're airing here on Saturday, which is a few days later. But the market today, I got up this morning, gold was down about 13 and a half bucks or thereabouts. I don't particularly feel that that trend is going to continue. But that is a very, very good indication of the challenges that we have in this market right now. Okay, having said that, you know, as all of my colleagues from Rick Rule, John Embry on down, everybody says, so what's wrong with this market? If you don't invest at these levels, you're never going to make any money. That's one thing, Jonathan, that people don't realize.
Yeah, I mean, listening to Paul Van Eeden's comments this morning, and one of the things that he had said in his presentation was, you know, you make money in the market by buying in the troughs, not at the peaks. However, that takes guts, and that's sometimes counterintuitive.
A lot of guts, John.
Yeah, counterintuitive to what the average investor thinks. But trying to pick the bottom is a fool's proposition. No one can do that. But if you look at the relative value of companies today, what they're trading at relative to what they should be trading at, you're basically buying them on cash in the bank. And it's very rare that you can do that. And are we at the bottom? I don't know. If I knew that, I'd be doing something different than running events. But I can tell you that there are fantastic buying opportunities in this market, and a lot of them are represented here at this event.
I personally think we are on the at the bottom. We called it on our show, actually, when gold hit an interday low back around April. I think it was the 15th or thereabouts. Gold on the interday low was $1,321 an ounce. And because of all of the input that we get from the regular guests on our show, and we have three times a day, we have some very, very good technical people who provide input in terms of, from a technical standpoint, what the market is going to, you know, what they think it's going to do. They've been pretty right on in the past, and the interday low of 1321, we basically said we thought that was going to be the bottom. So far, knock on wood, we've been okay. Gold is not even approaching that low again. The million-dollar question is, when are the companies going to kick in?
Well, and I think that's it. And again, if you put the emotions aside and you just look at the pure value, there's great value out here. There's opportunities to buy companies that have announced discoveries at $5 an ounce in the ground. I mean, when is the last time we had those types of numbers in the marketplace? So I think the reality is that savvy investors right now are picking their spots and taking their opportunities and putting capital to work. And I think if the investors that are out there on your show have dollars to be put into the marketplace, right now is probably a pretty good time to pick some categories to go after.
Well, I'm going to close out this segment, Jonathan, by telling you a funny story. 2008, 2009, I woke up one morning it was probably about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm staring at the ceiling, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, what have Kathy and I done? You know, our resource portfolio is absolutely abysmal, okay? Had an interesting thought, you know, in the sense that I realized, you know, I'm not going to die. My wife's not going to die. Our pooch isn't going to die. Everything is going to be okay. The market is what the market is. And we stayed in there, and we continued to invest, okay? What happened in 2010? Very interesting thing happened in 2010. Our portfolio had appreciated to the point, and that's when we began selling at that particular point in time. Our portfolio, Jonathan, had increased to the point where we, quite frankly, had the best year that we have ever had in terms of our tax liabilities. I hate to say it, you know, but we all got to pay taxes, right? I personally think the same thing is going to happen this time. Honest to God, I really do. I don't think there's any question about it, and I think that that's why people need to continue to really enhance their knowledge about this industry by continuing to come to shows like this. I want to talk in the next hour with yourself and some of your colleagues about what you guys do in terms of your worldwide presence. presence. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 17th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,377.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,413.11, $706.55 for a half ounce, or $353.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,413.11, $706.55, and $353.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Flipping over from Jonathan Moore to Maria Palombini. Maria is in charge of marketing for this particular conference. I wanted to spend some time on the conference this weekend because I think it's really, really important. Why do I think it's really, really important? I'll tell you why. The only thing you have going for you is your education. The only thing you have going for you is what you know about a particular sector. One of the reasons that I am as keen as I am on participating and attending these various conferences is because for an educational standpoint, you simply cannot find a better forum. Maria, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do in the United States. You're very big in New York. You're very big in San Francisco.
Well, hello, Al. It's great to be here with you. Nice to see you.
It's a pleasure to have you, kiddo.
So pretty much what we put a great deal of work in trying to educate today's younger investors. As when we started the program, we know that there's many people that have been with us for the last 20 years. But the time has come for us to open the doors to new younger investors. And that's one of the things that we have worked feverishly here in New York and San Francisco is to educate people about the opportunities that they don't even have any idea what it could do for them.
It is really amazing the opportunity. You talk about they don't have any idea what it can do for them. Boy, that's almost the understatement of the day. This is a sector, an investment sector, that too many people don't know anything about. You know, when you start talking about gold, investing in gold or investing in silver or investing in the related companies that are involved in that industry, you know, people just don't have a clue. They don't realize how important hard assets, specifically precious metals, have been to society for literally thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. I think people just sometimes, a younger generation, have struggling with natural resources in general, just the term as we found in the marketing phase. So we are really coming out and just educating them, one, on the complete asset class and the opportunities, and then, two, obviously come learn more about it here at the conference in New York and San Francisco.
Let's talk a little bit, you know, in the prior segment we were talking with Jonathan about some of the speakers that you have and how you are, for lack of better terms, enlarging your speaker base. You're not just looking to get necessarily people who are focused on precious metals, but people who are focused on the total spectrum. And I have to tell you, Maria, I'm convinced that in terms of the total spectrum, politics plays a huge role. You got Congressman Ron Paul as your keynote speaker here.
We are so delighted to have Ron Paul here. We've gotten so much great feedback about him. Obviously, knowing that Ron Paul does invest his portfolio in metals and precious metal funds, so he was a perfect fit for us. But we're finding that, as you said, Al, that we expand the caliber of speakers to touch point these audiences. These are names that people trust and find, and they want to come learn and hear what they have to say.
Ron is a really interesting guy. You know, I have known him since, oh gosh, probably 2004, 2005. His former chief of staff, Jeff Deist, is the co-host on this particular radio show. Jeff comes in pretty much and takes over the second hour of the show, and hopefully from my standpoint, that level of involvement is going to increase. But we have found that it is incredibly important to meld the two areas, politics and investing in hard assets, for the obvious reason. Mm-hmm. It's the whole basis of the United States economy right now, for example, is the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is a fiat-based currency. It's got no backing. I got to tell you, Maria, I would maintain that's one of the reasons that this country's in trouble right now economically, because we've got a fiat-based currency. They don't last.
No, definitely. And we find that, I mean, obviously our research always indicates, you know, who's going to be president. When Obama was being reelected, the world was on hold. Right? Like, is going to be Mitt Romney? The dollar's going to go this way. If it's Obama, the dollar's going to go that way. We were completely on hold in November before the San Francisco Hard Assets Show, waiting for the outcome of that election. And then we know that Obama became president. So we're completely aware. We see even our attendee trends flow as politics goes up and down. So we see direct correlations. People are just putting the value of their currency to the precious metals to politics. It's a very intertwined circle that we see all in our trend data.
Maria, let me ask you this. Now, in terms of your participants, and I'm defining participants here as being the attendees at this conference, talk a little bit, if you would, about the demographics of the folks who attend your shows, both in New York and in San Francisco.
So New York tends to pull a more balanced ratio between the professional investor and the retail investor. I think not being far from Wall Street, it's definitely totally relational to the geographic area that we're in. But we do find that the retail investor is probably our base and our biggest supporters. In San Francisco, we do pull more retail investors, but I think the geography is just more inherent there. They've come from, you know, the gold rush. The mining is very commonplace in the mountain and Pacific region. So we find that we get more retail investor versus the professional investor in San Francisco.
I got to tell you, I got a ton of listeners from California on our show. I think if one were to say, you know, what's your strongest state on the internet anyway, and we also broadcast on regular terrestrial radio, I would have to say that probably California is the strongest, although we have a real strong listener base also, interestingly enough, in Seattle, Washington, which I think is kind of surprising. But what I find about San Francisco, which happens to be my second home, we have a lot of colleagues, a lot of folks down there who are in the investment community, and the level of acumen, for lack of better terms, in San Francisco is head and shoulder in terms of the mining industry, is head and shoulders, I would have to say, over any other major city.
Right. So one of the things we find in San Francisco is that the educational awareness part, we don't have to dig so deep into explaining what are hard assets or what are precious metal funds. Versus in New York, we find that this particular audience is very based on the financial assets. Their whole lives are just investing in tech stocks and financial stocks. So it's a little bit less inherent to them versus what we find in San Francisco. So from a marketing perspective, it makes our jobs a little bit easier on the West Coast. But at the end of the day, we still want to bring awareness to new audiences and bring more investors to the show.
Well, you know, during times like this, when the markets are, nobody really knows where the precious metals markets are going to go, although I and virtually all of the listeners on our particular show are pretty convinced that the trend is going to continue to be upward. And I have to agree with that, only because I think that for basic economic reasons, you know, and I'm a fundamentalist from the word go, and I have to say, for basic economic reasons, I can't see any way that the price of precious metals is going to decrease. It's too important to humanity. Wouldn't you agree?
Totally agree. I mean, the demand for not only precious metals, but rare metals and base metals, just the demand just keeps growing, especially when we look at Asia with the growing population needs. Their just demand is just going to keep increasing as their population increases. So the day that someone says natural resources, the demand from natural resources is going to go away, it's a pretty, unless you're moving to Mars, it's going to be a really different idea. But it's educating people exactly what is that demand about and what's driving that whole trend. And I think once we were able to break that education barrier, we'll find more and more investors are going to come to these kinds of shows.
I don't think there's any question about that. You know, to say that the resource sector is not important is a bit, it's kind of like saying, well, the circulatory system isn't particularly important to the human body. Without the circulatory system, Maria, you know, we would simply just die. There's no question about it. And I would maintain that the same thing is true of the resource sector. Maria, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Same here, and thank you for having me.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click bensdiscountsupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, I have to tell you, it's really enjoyable to talk with Jonathan Moore and Maria. They're both very, very interesting people. I think that their conference, the Mines and Metals Conference, that they do in the United States in New York and San Francisco, and possibly in Chicago, although the jury is kind of out on that one, is really, really a good conference. You know, chatting right now about that with Corey and Jeff Deist, and you know, they're starting, Jeff, for your benefit, or for your knowledge, for lack of better terms, and I know you're aware of this because you were instrumental in putting this together, but Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, I guess is a better way to put it at this point, is kind of becoming a focal point for these folks. He spoke at the conference in New York. And he's also going to be speaking in San Francisco. And if, in fact, they do one in Chicago, he'll be speaking there also. And I got to tell you, I can't think of a better keynote than Dr. Paul.
No, that's absolutely right. He is signed up for all three and very pleased to do so. And look, it's a natural fit. It's his core audience. Al, as far back as the 70s, Ron has had a following among hard asset investors, especially precious metals and gold bugs. He's over the years they've supported his campaigns. He's obviously did a gold newsletter himself for a while during his hiatus between his two different terms in Congress. So it's an audience he's very familiar with. And let's face it, people who are suspicious of big government and people who are suspicious of central banks tend to put their money where their mouth is and invest in physical stuff or have an interest in investing in real assets and commodities. So, you know, that's Ron's audience, and I'm very jealous that you guys, both of you, got to spend the time in New York with Ron and just enjoying the conference.
Corey, I'm curious. You hadn't met Ron in person before. What was your impression of the congressman?
Oh, I really loved hearing him talk, Alan. It was great to see him up on stage, and I think everybody else really enjoyed that too, which was shown by an absolutely packed auditorium there when he was talking. It seemed like the floor just absolutely cleared out, and everyone was just listening and clapping, really, giving Ron multiple ovations as he was going through his speech. And as Jeff said, he's really just a perfect fit for this crowd because I think the beliefs are very congruent with each other. And I, like I said, I was excited to see him speak, and I was happy that I could be there for, I believe it was a full hour he spoke for, and nobody left. Everybody seemed to hang on his every word. So I really enjoyed that.
Well, nobody left. I mean, in fact, as I was telling Jeff, and we're going to be discussing this later in the...
He's really just a perfect fit for this crowd because I think the beliefs are very congruent that I was there. And I, like I said, I was excited, and I was happy, and I was happy. Full hour there for, I believe it was a full hour he spoke for. Everybody left. I really enjoyed to hang on his every word. So I really enjoyed that.
Well, nobody left. I mean, in fact, as I was saying this later in the, and we're going to be discussing this later in the.
He's a fit for because I thought because there are very congruent, And I, like I said, I was happy, and I was there for. I believe it was he spoke for. But he left. It was a full hour he spoke for. But he left. Everybody left to hang on.
Well, nobody.
So I really enjoyed that.
Well, nobody left. I mean, seeing this later in the. And we're going to be discussing this later in the.
He's like fit. I was happy, and I was there for. I believe everybody left.
Well, nobody left. I'm eating this later in the.
You
know, the gold rush, the professional investor versus mining is investor in San Francisco, in the mountains.
I was there for. I believe I was there for everybody left.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. My friend Jay Taylor is helping me out here. Jay also has a great show, Turning Hard Times into Good Times. It airs Tuesdays live, and it's something you really ought to listen to. He is going to tell you a little bit more about that later. He's on Talk America, great little network. We are chatting right now with Ken Hoffman. Ken is involved with Bloomberg. I just had the privilege of introducing Ken as he gave his presentation here at the New York Hard Asset Investment Conference. Bloomberg has a very, very interesting service that I am very intrigued with, specifically dealing with the mining industry. Mining industry worldwide, but you also provide specific information on Canadian mining companies, probably the most all-inclusive information any place, correct?
That's correct.
Ken, tell us about it.
Well, what Bloomberg is trying to do at the end of the day is Bloomberg tries to connect both buyers and sellers of assets. That's what Bloomberg does. They have no real set position on either buyers or sellers. But at the end of the day, what we want to do is provide transparency. And the mining industry, if anything, part of the reason why the mining companies have done so poorly is there's a real lack of faith and both mining company and managements, and the belief in what those managements say. And so by Bloomberg coming together and saying, here's all the data, unveneered, here's the new supply, here's the cost, here's everything that goes into a mining sector, and puts it in front of hundreds of thousands of investors who are mainly mining investors, they can work together and hopefully find what's going on in this industry and making it more clear for what these things are going to happen. Particularly, like one thing we do is we do a net asset valuation tool. So every investor, you know, valuing a mine is an art. It's not really science. And every investor has a different way to value a mine. So what we said is, well, wait a second. Let's put all that data together, the reserve information, how you could hedge out a mine for the next decade, what is the weighted average cost of capital for a discount rate. And when we put all those things together and the client comes in and says, well, I think the reserves should be a little tinkered this way, or I think the price deck should be a little bit that way, they can come together on a price. And I've been in meetings where an investor has called up a company and said, hey, we should start talking. I'm valuing your mine like this. And that starts the conversation. And that's something that is completely stopped in the mining sector, is there's no conversations going on. There's very few deals being done. And it's really cost this industry terribly. And if we can get that conversation going again, I think it's a great service to the industry that they can come together and really can see good transactions again.
Ken, is this service you're talking about sounds like it would be made more for the professional investor?
It is. It's called the Bloomberg Professional Service. It is typically used by professional investors who really want an understanding, and it's used by a lot of companies. Actually, if we walk up and down the aisles here at the mining conference, most of the companies here have a Bloomberg terminal. And what they're trying to do is a bunch of things. They're trying to find investors for their projects. They're trying to have investors who do come in value these assets and really understand what their mine is worth versus all other comparable assets in the same class. But it is generally used by big funds, governments, corporations, who are really trying to understand the industry.
Now, you made a comment during your presentation, Ken, that I thought was really rather intriguing, and that was you were talking about your affiliation with a Canadian organization called the Fraser Institute. How do you work with those guys?
Sure. The Fraser Institute is a group out there that gives you some great information. It's an annual number that they put out. Now, the Fraser Institute was started by Peter Munk, who founded, which was American Barrick, now Barrick Gold. And when he retired, he wanted to use his assets in a really good sense. And he has something called the Fraser Institute, which does a lot more than just mining assets. They really try to be an impartial moderator out there in the world. And what they do is they look at 130 different jurisdictions. So for Canada, I think there's 6 different jurisdictions. And they talk to about 3,000 investment bankers. They talk to mining companies. They talk to government officials. And then they rank those companies on how good it is to do business there. What we've done is we've sort of taken their numbers that they put out, and we've just put them into 5 separate grades, A, B, C, D, F. And what we've done is if you put the valuation of mining companies against this letter grading system, particularly for, we did this for 40 small cap Canadian miners who have assets all around the world, what we found is there's more than 80% correlation between the riskiness of the asset and the value of that asset. And so what's really important there is, for example, a couple years ago, everyone was all excited about Mongolia in Canada. Fraser Institute gives Canada an F, or gives Mongolia an F. It really was a wake-up call for investors. Wait a minute. People who are on the ground in Mongolia say, hey, this is not such an easy place to work. Maybe it's getting better, and you track that every single year. But the ordinary investor really wants to go out there and understand it. And the good thing for the regular investor, if they don't have access to the Bloomberg Terminal, go to look for the Fraser Institute online. You can get their report and download it for free. It's a great read.
Well, I really appreciate that, Ken, but, you know, I'm one that wakes up every morning and listens to Tom Keene. I love the show. I love Bloomberg. I think in the United States it is the number one media for investing. And I think, you know, it goes deeper. It's more, I think, intellectually honest than some of the other networks. But we don't hear very much about mining, and I would like to hear, not just for the professionals, but if they could do more, perhaps we can hear you more often on Bloomberg to talk a little bit about some of these issues, because they're not all that hard. Some of those metrics are difficult, and they're for professional investors. But I think it would be great if we'd hear more from you on Bloomberg, not just Tom Keene.
I love it. Tom's a great guy, and I'm on his show quite a bit. It's funny, when I travel a lot, Bloomberg has a TV station in London. Every time I go to London, I'm on TV. Bloomberg has a TV station in Hong Kong. Every time I go to Hong Kong, I'm on Bloomberg Hong Kong. I think in the U.S., you know, tech brings up such a, you know, big part of the what media wants to hear and everything else. I am on. You can Google Ken Hoffman Bloomberg, and you'll see all the times I've been on and here sort of, but I'm usually on pretty early. I'm usually on around about 5:30 or 6, but they do try to get me in there, and they do, our news use does a really good source of sort of asking us how can we, you know, what are important trends in the industry, because what we do is different than, say, a sell-side analyst. You know, a Wall Street analyst is going to say, the price of gold is going to do this, and here's the companies to buy, and that's great. But I think a lot of investors want to know, why is the price of gold moving in this direction? What are the opportunities? What are the threats? I really need to understand. I think people really need to understand what's going on in the market, what's driving the market. Because if I just say a price, it's a price. But if I know what's moving it, such as we talked about in the speech about private equity coming into the mining space, hopefully saving the day, it's something people can really say, well, wait a minute, I hadn't really thought about that, and spend their time really trying to understand what's going on.
Ken, you know, I have an interesting question, and that is, you talked about one of the reasons that you felt that there's been a precipitous drop in the average price of the mining shares, specifically the junior mining shares, and also you mentioned the seniors, is the fact that the costs that these companies are facing are absolutely getting out of hand. You were saying that if the gold price falls below $1,200, $1,300 an ounce, you're going to see a lot of shuttering going on, and I would agree with that. I feel, however, in addition to that, that one of the reasons that the prices have gotten so abysmally low, stupidly low, among the junior shares and to an extent among the seniors is people are just very confused right now and they're scared. They don't know what to do.
I agree. I mean, we put through in our speech today a couple reasons why we think the mining stocks have done so horribly, because it's got to be very frustrating for the mining investor to look out there and day after day after day see their fund or their company go down when they see the S&P go to an all-time high, the Dow go to an all-time high. They're very, very confused about that. But I think there's several reasons for it. One, there's a lack of faith in these mining companies. They don't believe what these mining companies are telling them. So when the mining company says our cash costs are $300 an ounce, then they say, why aren't you earning capital? Why aren't you making money if your cash costs are what you say you are? Number two, their costs have risen substantially. And one of the things we did a survey on the Canadian industry, and we found out, well, the last decade, wages are up 50%. So you're talking on a compounded aid basis, about 4% a year. However, the overall labor cost for all mining companies combined is up 200%. And that tells you, wait a minute, they need more people because the mines are getting more and more diluted. They need more rock out of the mine to get the same ounces they did before. And all that work is raising their cost. And that's something you can't ever try to get away from. It's not going to get better. It's not as if the price is going to drop and the costs are going to drop off a cliff. If the grades in the mines aren't there, they aren't there.
Do you and your colleagues see the junior mining sector coming back?
Well, I would think if you have a great project, you have a great project. But I think there's a lot of mining companies that went public over the past decade, and I had a nice dinner with some very high-powered private equity guys while I was in London. One of them felt 50% of the junior miners were going to go bankrupt. One felt 70%. And even the third guy who thought those guys were high, they said there's a lot of companies today that they're in business, but they're not doing anything. They're not drilling. They're just sitting there trying to stay in business until the upturn comes. So it's very bad times. However, if you do have a real project or you're a company that's producing right now, private equity is knocking on your door. They're looking for good medium to long-term assets that they can go out there and they can do something that no self-respecting mining company can do, and that is hedge, and that's crucial.
And that's a really interesting point. Another thing that we need to consider also is the fact that with the cost being what they are, a lot of the senior companies are also going to begin looking at many of the juniors that are project generators. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Jay's going to be joining me in the first segment of the second hour. Be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.